We are back at the Arthauser Center in Prince Albert. The Raiders winning 7-1 in preseason action tonight over the Saskatoon Blades. And sitting in and getting himself ready to chat is head coach Dan DeSilva of the Blades. That's one of those games where I think you find out a little bit about some of the players, especially those that are maybe on the bubble, as to what they're capable of doing. Either they help themselves out tonight or they flopped and floundered, unfortunately for them, and they'll be found out, and eventually they'll find out their fate.
Yeah, I mean, the unfortunate part is we didn't have many, you know, players going and playing the way we would expect them to, especially in a game like this where, you know, there are jobs on the line, right? So what we evaluate the players on right now is, you know, work ethic and compete, pride, you know, for the logo, and just going out and giving everything they have no matter what the score is. What you don't evaluate them on right now is, you know, the way they're handling and learning the systems. It's a lot, right? And so so we don't see that type of effort from Blades very often. Now our rookies went out and beat them twice already this preseason. I think they had a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They seem to want it more than our guys, but it's a learning lesson for our guys in terms of what's acceptable and what isn't in terms of work.
You still have a lot of key veterans that weren't in the lineup tonight. I assume most of them will get a chance to play tomorrow in Warman and maybe have something to say about that, because those are some of your leaders that are going to be expected to be leaders that will have to take that torch up tomorrow.
Well, and that's a little bit of how I felt on the bench, that we were missing some leadership. Guys that to stand up and say, you know what, I understand that it's a preseason game, but this is unacceptable in terms of how we want to play, so, and how we want to compete. And it just seemed like they wanted it more. Now they may be ahead of us in terms of teaching structure from their coaching staff than where we're at. And so we will get up to speed on that stuff. I'm not like this is the end of the world by any means. It's we learned a lot from about our group that played tonight, and you know, we're looking forward to bounce back and get them again tomorrow.
What was good tonight? What did you like? Was there anything that you could come up with and say, I'd like that out of a certain guy, a certain group of players, that sort of a thing?
Oh, last year.
Can I throw you? Can I throw you one?
Yeah, sure. Give me one.
Tristan Mitchell McElhone in the third period got upset and started running guys, and I thought, okay, he's taking it personally. He doesn't like the idea of losing 7-1. He made sure he was physical out there and made some guys pay a little bit.
Yeah, and the other one I was going to mention as you brought that up was the Olsen at the end of the second. You know, at least their guys are showing out, going out there, and they're trying to make a difference. They're showing that they're upset with the score, the way things are happening. So, you know, they're going out there and trying to make an impact in any way they can. So they're being physical, trying to provide us some energy, maybe trying to get us that spark. Maybe there's a scrum that leads into a power play for us and we can get one and get some traction in our game. But yeah, I do like the fact that guys don't just give up and they don't just quit. So that's definitely a gold star in my books in terms of, you know, like I said, that work ethic and compete. I don't expect them to go out there and fight or run around and be idiots either. You know, we like to win or be classy about the way we approach our game in a respectful manner. But I do like that they showed that they're a little angry.
The good news is there's no points in the standings for this. You go back and you go again tomorrow and you see what you can get and see what you get from the group of 20 that you play out there tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're excited about tomorrow now. You know, we'll get some more veterans, like you said, back in the lineup, some guys, some familiar faces for the fans there in Warman. So reset, we hit the bus ride home and see what tomorrow brings.
See you up in the meal area right away.
Can't wait. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me here on the live interview segment.